Today we are at a healing day of remembrance. This has been created by teenagers in the Boulder area for the entire community, all ages, and it's healing from the King Soopers tragedy that happened last year.
That's Mara Menser, Executive Director of Growing Up Boulder, an organization that helped to coordinate the event.
It's about the year since it's happened, and we realized children and youth didn't have a lot of things that were designed for them to help heal. There was a lot of attention to adults' needs, but not as much our young people's needs. And so the Community Foundation Boulder County contacted us and said, could you look at doing something for and with children and youth? And today is a result of that.
The event featured multiple activity stations for people of all ages, from modeling clay to massage therapy. 16-year-old Grayson DeMarco is one of the students who helped to design the activities.
In the beginning of our meetings, we learned about trauma and more so how to deal with it. And then after that, we had a work day where all of the youth came together and then some of the advisors. And we kind of split up into groups. And then from that, we decided what we wanted to focus on. And some people wanted to focus on kids. And some people wanted to focus on like the natural highs and ways to help healing and just other kinds of that and other stuff. But we wanted it to be very inclusive because a lot of what happens or that of what we know that happens is like you can go somewhere and then you can talk to somebody. But we wanted to make it more interactive so that everybody felt comfortable coming here and like dealing with whatever they wanted to.
The shopping center where the Table Mesa King Soopers is located is an after-school hangout spot for many Fairview students, like Grayson DeMarco. Students were out for spring break when the mass shooting occurred last year, but what happened there has altered the sense of comfort with what had been a common ground gathering spot for local teenagers.
When we first came back, it was definitely a little bit eerie because, like, it's not something that you can just ignore. And even for me, I'm on the Palms team, and the day that it happened, we were at school practicing, and so we were just like, we heard the news that there was a shooting at King Soopers, and then we were just like, the King Soopers, like, right next to our school, and it was just crazy. So it was just a weird feeling because, as you said, it's a hangout spot for Fairview students, and now, even since it's opened up, I feel like people have gotten better, but it's still weird because it's like, you know that there was a shooting there. So it just like kind of changed the vibe, I guess.
With high school students, it's become increasingly common over the course of your lifetime to have drills. Are you doing that also within your school and also thinking about it outside of your school and your social spaces?
Yeah, definitely. Like drills with like shootings. Yeah. So yeah, we do them in the beginning of the year and then like repeatedly throughout the year. But it's definitely like not even like an organized thing. Like sometimes I'll just be like thinking to myself, like if something happened, like what would I do? Just like randomly, because it's like it could happen, but like you just hope that it doesn't.
That reduction in physical spaces in which kids and youth can feel secure is just one load weighing on young minds. The pandemic disrupted learning opportunities and social interactions for youth in ways that could be hard for older generations to comprehend. Mara Menser says the sense of loss was something that came up repeatedly in student applications for the Growing Up Boulder program.
Yeah, many kids have just expressed missing out on so many things and so many personal losses. Again, in the application, some of the kids said, I've experienced lots of loss in my life this year, and whether it's a relative passing away from COVID or not being able to be in a musical that I'd been looking forward to since I was a freshman, whatever it is. And they really needed a chance to be with each other and also to give back. I can't get over how much our young people want to give back as a way of healing themselves as well.
This event has been going on. We are at the very tail end of it as things are wrapping up in the second floor of the Boulder Museum of Contemporary Art. Have there been any common themes of discussion that have arisen topics that have come up again and again throughout the day?
People are just so grateful to have this space. Some were hesitant to come in, but after coming through, they said, I needed that. I needed a place to use art, for instance, for my kids to be able to express their emotions. They said it was just the right way of entering into this discussion so that you can get as emotional or as contained as is comfortable for you. And we also had mental health staff on call here in case there were very large emotions that came up. So it's really been seamless. People can get what they need individually in a community atmosphere today.
And can you tell listeners a bit more about Growing Up Boulder and the type of work that it does and what kind of continuity will Growing Up Boulder give to what's come up today?
So Growing Up Boulder is Boulder's Child and Youth Friendly City Initiative. We were based out of the University of Colorado until last year when we became an independent nonprofit. But what we do essentially is integrate young people's ideas and voices into planning a community that's more sustainable, healthy, and equitable for everyone. And so we're actually about to launch Boulder as the first UNICEF USA child-friendly city in the state of Colorado. And mental health, I have a feeling, is going to be a huge piece of that. Our community will decide what matters most to them in terms of what to focus on. But based on what I've been hearing today and what we know from all the articles and the data, mental health will be a big focus. So I see this as just the beginning of this work. The young people here today have asked if they can continue their leadership. And so, of course, we're going to support that. And the next part of this grant, which is from the Community Foundation of Boulder County, is to tailor some of what we heard today for younger children as well. And we'll be working with BVSD to help support young people throughout the whole district.
Mara Mincer, Executive Director of Growing Up Boulder, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.